Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on bass wobble, driven for heavyweight sub impact and built with that old school jungle and early DNB attitude. We are not making a generic EDM wobble here. The goal is something more musical, more sampled, more like a bass line that lives inside the breakbeat and pushes the whole drop forward. We want that combination of solid mono sub, moving mid-range character, and just enough grit to feel dusty, unstable, and dangerous. In this lesson, think like a DNB producer, but also think like a sampler. We are going to create a bass phrase, print it to Audino, reshape it, resample it again, and then arrange it like a proper jungle or roller line. That workflow is important, because in this style, the bass often sounds better when it is treated like edited performance material rather than a static synth patch. Let's start with a clean source. Load operator on a MIDI track, because it gives us a fast, controlled sub foundation. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep it simple. Play in the low bass range, roughly F1 to A1, or any root note that fits your track. Keep the amp envelope tight so the notes stay punchy and don't smear into each other. Fast attack, moderate decay, short release. If you want a little extra character for the later resample, you can sneak in a second oscillator very quietly, maybe a saw or square an octave up, but keep that subtle. The point is not to finish the sound yet. The point is to create source material. Now program a bass phrase instead of a held note. That is a big part of what makes this feel like old school DNB rather than just a test tone. Try a simple one or two bar idea with 3 to 5 notes. In F minor, for example, you could move between F, ab, and eb, with a little syncopation so the bass talks to the snare instead of stepping all over it. Leave space. That space is not empty. That space is part of the groove. In jungle and DNB, the bass should feel like it is answering the drums, not just sitting on top of them. Once you have a phrase you like, print it to Audio. You can record the MIDI track onto an audio track in real time, or freeze and flatten if you are already happy with the instrument sound. Record at least 8 bars if possible, because little variations in timing and tone can become really useful once you start chopping. Then consolidate the clip so it starts cleanly on the grid. This is where the lesson starts to become a sampling lesson rather than just sound design. Now drag that bass audio into simpler. Switch to classic mode so you can reshape it like an instrument. Tighten the start point. If needed, enable looping so you can sustain the movement. If the sample needs to preserve its tone, you can use warp settings carefully, but often the better move is to let simpler do the playback and keep things raw. Set the filter low enough to focus on sub movement if you want that deep impact, or raise it if you want more growl and mid-range presence. Keep the voice count mono or one voice for stability. Add a touch of glide, maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds, if you want that old-school sliding feel. At this stage, you can map filter frequency, transpose, and volume to automation or macros. That gives you a playable sampler bass that already has some of the organic movement we want. If the source phrase has a strong rhythmic identity, you can even slice it and trigger the hits like a mini bass drum machine. That works especially well for jungle-style call-and-response patterns. Now we bring in the wobble. Add auto filter after simpler. Set it to a low-pass 24 dB type, then start shaping the motion. A synced LFO at 1/8. 1/16th or 1/8th dotted can give you a clean wobble pulse. Sine or triangle waveforms will sound smoother, while square gets more aggressive and choppy. Add some drive and a little resonance if you want the movement to feel more vocal. The trick here is not to let the wobble run constantly from the very beginning. Instead, automate the depth across the arrangement. Keep it restrained in the intro, open it up as the drop builds, then hit full movement only when the arrangement needs that energy. This is one of the most important ideas in heavyweight DNB. Think in impact windows, not constant movement. The bass should arrive in specific moments. Sometimes the best thing you can do is briefly mute or thin the bass before the snare, because that makes the next hit feel enormous. That tension and release feeling is a huge part of the old-school vibe. Next, add saturation. Saturator, overdrive, or drum busts all work here. We want harmonic density, not just volume. Saturator with soft clip on and a few dB of drive is a great starting point. Overdrive can be useful if you want to focus the distortion in the mids. Drum bus can add grit and body, but use it carefully. The goal is to make the bass audible on smaller systems without destroying the fundamental. If you crush the sub into fuzz, you lose the club weight. Keep the bottom clean. Let the mids get dirty. Now comes one of the best advanced moves in this whole workflow. Resample the processed bass. Print the auto filter and saturation into a new audio track. Once it is audio, you can treat it like drum material. Cut tiny sections, reverse a note, remove a muddy hit, or create a small pre-hit pickup into the snare. This is where the bass becomes part of the arrangement language. It is no longer just a synth patch. It is performance material you can edit. At this stage, split your sound into sub and mid layers. This is essential if you want real club weight. Keep one track as a clean sub layer, preferably something like Operator or a clean simpler source. Low pass it hard, keep it mono, and do not overprocess it. Then make a separate mid layer from your resampled wobble. High pass that around 90 to 140 Hz so it leaves room for the sub. That mid layer can take more distortion, more filter movement, and a little more texture. If it gets too harsh, use EQ8 to tame the 2 to 5 kHz area. Group the two layers into a bass bus. On the bus, use very gentle glue, maybe just 1 or 2 dB of compression if needed, and broad EQ cleanup only. If the layers were made from the same source, check the phase relationship carefully. If the low end feels hollow or spiky, nudge one layer by a few samples. That small move can make a huge difference. Phase discipline is one of those boring technical details that completely changes how heavy the bass feels. Now place the bass against the drums. This is where the D&B feel really locks in. You want the bass to answer the snare, not step on it. Leave micro gaps before snare hits. Let some notes land slightly after the kick for groove. In jungle, the bass can be a little more conversational and loose. In darker rollers or more neural-leaning material, the rhythm can be tighter and more precise. Either way, the bass and drums should feel welded together, not competing. A strong arrangement might look like this. First four bars, the groove is introduced with restrained bass. Bars 5 to 8, the main wobble phrase comes in. Bars 9 to 12, add an octave jump or a more distorted resample layer. Bars 13 to 16, strip things back for a beat, then slam back in with a fill. That kind of structure keeps the drop evolving, without needing a completely different bassline every four bars. You should also automate more than just volume. Move the auto filter cutoff, saturation drive, simpler transpose, and any dry or wet texture sends. If you want the bass to feel like it is speaking at the end of a phrase, push distortion harder on the final note only. That tiny detail creates a lot of character. It makes the bass feel like it is reacting to the arrangement, which is exactly what old-school inspired D&B often does so well. A few common traps to avoid here. Don't make the wobble too wide. Keep the sub fully mono and only widen the mid layer if needed. Don't let the filter expose ugly low mid mod. If it does, clean that area with EQ. Don't distort the sub too much. Don't write bass on every beat and crush the drum pocket. And don't leave the loop static for 16 bars. Even a small change every 4 or 8 bars helps the track breathe. For a darker, heavier result, try printing multiple passes of the same bass line. Make one clean version, one driven version, and one overdriven version. Blend them by section. You can also create a two-speed wobble by combining a slower sweep for phrase shape with a faster modulation for internal grit. That gives the bass a more alive, animated feel without turning it into a cliché LFO patch. Another strong move is to use subtle pitch drops at the start of selected notes. A tiny downward bend can add that classic rattle and menace. Or duplicate the bass, audio, and gate it rhythmically so the kick and snare pattern influences the bass movement. That makes the groove feel more locked into the break. If you want to push the sound further, add a very quiet mid-range nasal layer, maybe band pass around the upper mids, just to help the bass speak on smaller speakers. You can also use a parallel crush chain on a return track, then blend it in quietly for edge. And if the bass feels too soft on attack, shape the mid layer with transient style processing, but leave the sub untouched. For arrangement, think in 4-bar tension cycles. Establish the groove, at a brighter state, strip a note or add a fill, then repeat with variation. Every 8 bars, consider a low information moment, where the bass gets simpler and the drums take over briefly. That reset makes the next bass return hit much harder. Here is a solid practice challenge for you. Build an 8-bar D&B groove at 172 BPM in F minor. Program a bass phrase with no more than 4 notes. Record it, resample it, load the resample into simpler, and design one wobble layer with auto filter and saturator. Split it into sub and mid layers. Automate the filter, so bars 1 to 4 stay restrained and bars 5 to 8 open up more. Then add one reversed or distorted fill in bar 8. Finally, check the loop in mono and make sure the sub still feels strong. If it works at low volume, that is a great sign. It means the harmonic structure is solid and the bass is not relying too much on top-end fizz. And if the drums still punch through while the bass feels huge, you have nailed the balance. So the big takeaway is this. Build the bass as a sampled performance, Then shape it into a controlled wobble with clear sub weight and evolving mid-range movement. In Ableton Live 12, the winning workflow is simple in concept but powerful in practice. Make a clean source record and resample it. Use simpler and auto filter for motion. Add saturation for density. Split sub and mid for clarity. Then arrange it with DNB phrasing and drum interaction. If the bass feels massive but the drums still slap, that is the sweet spot. That is the difference between a random wobble and a proper heavyweight jungle and DNB bass line.